Wow, what a nice song. What a nice song by Kenny Loggins. Ladies and gentlemen, here, just off camera, a fan, a lightning rod of the fans, is Mr. Julio, the Julio himself.
Jim, it's a pleasure being back here. And looks like we have the second Julio just walking in right now.
He'll be on here shortly, I'm sure. It's a meet between two Julios, truly.
Wow.
What can you tell us? Where have you been? Everyone is very concerned about you. What's going on?
My normal Julio or white Julio?
Julio, I'm talking to you.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow. No one's concerned.
No one's actually concerned.
But if you
concerned.
Are concerned.
But this is a sports show. What have you seen in the world of sports since you've last been on?
Oh, boy. What? You know, the biggest sport in the world is having its biggest tournament
behind him.
In the world.
I know my mom's going out.
It's the World Cup, Jim. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
soccer.
No.
Your favorite. You love it. Everyone loves it. The world loves it because it's a high IQ sport. You can only use your feet, so you have to be a skilled athlete. You can't use your low IQ hands to try and use the ball or carry it anywhere. Very easy. A toddler can do that. Very simple to do. Very hard to do with just your feet. So... yeah, that's just
very easy
on.
To do, actually.
No,
that's why we all played soccer
wrong.
As
wrong.
Kids. Every person played soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Because any child can figure
out. It's a sport for everyone. Anyone can play.
Yeah, it's easy.
Easy to play. Very difficult to master. Requires
totally
a
wrong.
IQ.
Totally
no.
wrong.
Well, you know what? You're just jealous. You're just jealous.
Not good. You're just trying to get my goat.
No.
And it's a terrible... like I say every week, it's very low. It's the opposite.
No.
As just like, you're just projecting like Chad Zuma. And
projecting? What exactly am I projecting?
You're
how great the World Cup is?
Yeah, you're
that's
saying
exactly
it's a high IQ and
it is.
The exact opposite.
Absolutely, 100%
very low IQ sport. Anyway, you haven't been enjoying it. You've been...
oh, yeah, I've been watching.
No, you haven't.
Argentina, France, tomorrow, 10 a.m. You watching it with me?
He's looking
you
at
going?
His phone. He had to look it
where
up.
Where are we going?
I can care less.
Casey's?
I'm getting my shit done so I can watch actual football. That's what I'm
doing. Oh, yeah, football. Yeah, I'm talking about football, too.
No, actual football.
No, yeah, real football, yeah. Because it's a sport you play with your feet, so it's football.
No.
I'm talking about the real football.
Nope. Don't care.
You care.
It's on tomorrow? Good. And I don't have to
tomorrow
go out to bars and be bothered by these freaks.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m. in that shithole country.
Pass.
Very unfortunate that it's in Qatar.
You've been gambling. You've been in the gambling world, haven't you?
I've been sportsbook betting some things. Yes, particularly the World Cup and UFC events.
And have you been making any money?
Oh, I made some.
Whoa!
I made some bucks.
Oh, Daddy Julio, making some pesos.
Last week, UFC 282, Jan Blachowicz and some fucking Dagestani. There's a thousand of
it's
them.
It's the same person.
Right.
They're both the same person.
They tied, so I got my money back on that. I didn't lose it.
They pushed.
But the fight before that, Paddy Pimblett. Another favorite of Jim's, which he loves.
Fuck that guy. I only know him from the commercials, and I want his head blown
off.
Old Paddy
the Bat, he loves to dance in the ring. What's the matter with that?
Fuck you!
What?
It's just terrible. Just fucking like every other sport. Just do your job and get out of the way.
He likes to have a nice celebratory dance before and after his fights.
Grow up.
Anyway, the point is, I bet on him.
Have some pride.
I won so
anything.
Much money. I won a ton of money on Paddy the Batty.
You didn't. No, you didn't.
Absolutely bet on him.
Fuck you. Fuck him.
You can ask our dentist friend. I watched it with him. We managed to have watched it somewhere illegally.
That's disgusting. A doctor watching things illegally. Wow. It truly is. It truly is.
Christmas.
Between two Julio. We're going to have to share a mic because other Julio is over there.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Wow.
What did I miss?
Not much.
Not much.
Julio talked about how soccer
how
sucks.
How amazing soccer is.
How
yep.
it's terrible. And did you bet? Do you bet on the UFC? Did you watch UFC last week?
I missed it.
You're a UFC man. Right?
I'm a big UFC man.
Are you?
I missed it.
Why, Julio? You watch UFC? I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any particular fighter you're a fan of?
whoever's going to win me money.
Why? Wow. Yeah, I like that attitude. He's a real old You don't give a shit. Just win
me
money.
I overheard some talk about Patty the Batty.
Yes.
You like that guy?
Not really.
I wish he was dead.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I only seen him on the commercial, and I truly wish he was dead.
But you can't bet on it anymore. Every fight goes to the decision, and it's been so controversial. You can't rely on it.
As of late.
As of late,
yes. As of late, yeah. So the last two, the fights that I just talked about had controversial decisions in them.
You're talking about Patty
the Batty. Patty and also the Jan Blachowicz fight.
Can we stop talking? Let's stop
talking. Patty the Batty.
I don't mind. Patty Please stop saying.
What is the problem?
Please stop saying Patty the Batty. Our viewers.
What, just Patty then?
I'm just. Patty the Batty? On behalf of our viewers, on behalf of my viewership, please stop saying Patty the Batty.
Oof, he's bad. Patty the Batty.
Let's move on. Let's move.
Bad today.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
What's that?
Julio and White Julio together.
Unbelievable.
Finally.
Jim Galifianakis.
They thought it would never happen. The greatest producer. Maybe in podcasting. Maybe.
Yeah.
Building bridges left and right. Getting Gino and Kevin back together. I got Chrissy and Kevin back together. I'm getting Aaron and Gino back together. I'm getting the Julios back together.
Wow. Wow, all the great duos of our time.
I'm getting Chad and his dead stepfather back together in the grave.
In the grave. Charitable work.
God's work.
So,
I mean, if I guess.
I don't think.
Jesus.
I'll grab it.
Just behind it. Just behind
what
the,
are we doing here?
The curtain. Just behind the curtain. But I'm
all off kilter right now.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I guess we could start getting into...
Do you care what flavors?
No.
I'll take a blueberry acai,
I'll
please.
Take alcohol.
Yeah, that's this one.
Wow.
Greatest producer.
Wow.
Now let's just get... Hey, guys, don't forget to get your Lord Huron coasters and put that down first. Oh, everybody's going to love that. Oh, boy. Before we get to football, did you have any interest in the match last week?
None whatsoever.
Tiger Woods, for the folks at home, low IQ, we have low IQ viewers, so let me educate them. They had the match last week, sponsored by Capital One, of course, so
shout out
to our sponsor, Capital One. Quicksilver card, 10% back. I'm now qualified, by the way.
Congrats. Fantastic!
Thank you. I'm not going to apply. So, Capital One, the match. It was Tiger Woods and Rory versus Spieth and Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
12-hole, match play. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fine.
Did you have any money going on?
I did not have any money going on it. Here's what I enjoyed about it. It was whatever. It's night golf. And it's loose, which is what I like. But all four of them are mic'd up along with the announcers the whole time during the swing. Like, there's no, like, so they can hear them. They can talk all while doing it. And I've always enjoyed listening to pro athletes and how they interact with each other on the field of play or the whatever you like to call it. So I enjoy listening to them, some of these best guys in the world, talking shit to each other. And they do the same shit we do.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what the best part.
It's retarded. It's ridiculous. Because they're just literally doing the same shit we say when people miss stuff. And that was it. The gameplay itself was fine. I mean, anytime you see Tiger swing a club in 2022 or 23, it's a rare sighting. So that's it.
What do you think about his son? Son's going to be a player, it looks like.
Is he hot? I haven't really
underage.
Oh, yeah.
Underage.
Hit the underage alarm.
Somebody get Paul Fenn's on the line. He needs to get Jim Stantz on a pedophile.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Fenn's pedophile. I'd see it's in the comments. Probably just people telling me we suck. Patty getting smoked from here on out. No, now make Ant. Like merch. Oh.
What?
That's a soccer sucks and tea sucks. Brandon's right. That almost got us thrown out. You were both there when I was almost got the hell beat out of me at Casey's a few weeks ago.
Yeah, the queen!
Queen sucks. Tea sucks. England sucks. Who doesn't suck is the New York Jets, who lost to the Bills last week.
They kind of suck.
Nope. they actually proved last week that we have the best defense in the league. They once again put on a show last week. If we had Breece Hall, the Jets easily win that game last week against the Bills. So they took the loss. But, I mean, again, what was it, 19-12? What was the score? They lost by 8, right?
They lost by 8, 12. But goddamn, their quarterback got beat up.
So that was the second part. He just, we caught the second half of the game.
Yep.
Me and Julio went to our local haunt again.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I didn't know see what happened to him, but I could just tell, like, he was...
Repeated
hits. Did not look good.
He was off. Repeated hits to the ribs. They kept throwing him back out there. I get it. It's a close game. But you got to protect your future.
Well, problem is now he's out this week.
Of course.
Wilson is back in. We're playing the Lions, who aren't good, but are surging. So we'll see. But I was impressed again by the Jets last week, even though they lost.
The defense.
Defense is the best in the league. Defense is the best in the league.
The defense is great, but what I'm most impressed with is how loyal the Jets fans are to their fucking team after... We're singing their praises after they lost a couple weeks in a row already.
Yeah.
And I get the defense is good, but... And I tell Jim this all the time, like, you really need to stop getting your hopes up when it comes to the Jets. Be impressed by their D, but... Clearly, their offense has a long fucking
way to go. Yes, yes. Well, here's the thing. It's all relative. If I expected them to even make the playoffs before this season, be a different conversation. But this season's all bonus money, so.
Yeah, I guess you weren't expecting it. Yeah.
This season's all bonus money, so it's just fun to see our defense is all young. And to actually, because early in the season, they were just losing for nothing. Quarterback sucked, the defense sucked, or a lot of shit. This earlier in the season, for years in the past, losses have been losses. But at least now, I mean, the Bills are top two or three team in the league, in my opinion. I still put it Chiefs first. But so that's it. So I don't know. He's ending Mites out this week. So who knows? Who gives a fuck?
Where are they standing right now in the season?
The Jets are 7-6.
Wow.
Seven and six? Oh, they're still in the third wild card. Or they get enough? I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Sports are gay.
Sports.
Anything else interesting happen in sports this week? What your Bears do?
Jets are 7-6.
No, they had a bye. They didn't play. Yeah, nothing interesting. But Houston almost goddamn beat the Cowboys. That was something.
Yeah. We talked about it last week. I said it's a classic trap game.
Yeah.
After blowing the doors off of the Lions, whoever they beat the week before. So we you know, again, Stancil Stradamus and White Julio Stradamus. If you listened to the show last week, saw that one coming. No big deal. So if you listened to us and took the Texans, you would have won.
Next episode, Scratch Offs. We're doing Scratch Offs live on air.
White Julio, I didn't realize you were a Bears fan until last week when you were at Casey's. You've been a Bears fan all your life?
Whole damn life. Jesus. Whole damn life. Yeah, every single minute of it, from the out of the womb.
Impressive.
He's had that beard. He's had the beard
since he was out of the womb.
And the glasses his whole life.
That's true.
Been drinking my whole life, too.
Wow.
Yep.
First baby ever be born out of the womb. Drunk.
He
was drinking a Truly in 86. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You're a Cowboys fan, Julio. Do you want to weigh in? They're becoming the talk of the league.
Yeah.
They signed T.Y. Hilton this week as well.
I guess it's kind of similar to your situation where I wasn't expecting anything out of them this season. But, yeah. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott hasn't really been... He's been doing okay, but Tony Pollard's really been stepping it up. He's a hell of a running back. I have him in a couple of my fantasy leagues, and he's been getting me pretty solid points the last few weeks. And then, yeah, they got T.Y. Hilton now. It's all I didn't expect it whatsoever.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott looks like he smells.
Yeah,
he does.
I'm not the biggest fan of his anymore.
But see, they're gonna get you all hopeful. Then what's going to happen?
Nothing's going to come of it. of them doing well these last few weeks. I already know.
Disappointment is on the way.
Disappointment on the horizon.
Correct.
Always living there. Just on the horizon.
I've seen too many Cowboy fans go through this year after year.
You're trying to help them.
I'm trying to help them.
Oh, he's trying,
trying to help
me see the light.
Yeah, so, see the light.
What kind
see
of advice would you give him?
Put the rope away.
Okay.
Right. Give it to me.
Yeah. Give it to Stancil.
Yeah, just put all the things that may inflict self-harm in the closet and expect the worst.
Never have hope.
Never have hope. Even if my team wins the Super Bowl, it's always, they're going to suck next year. You can't ever be happy.
No, never be happy.
Yeah, never be happy. Never be happy, folks.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Especially for men. Yeah. Men, you should never be totally happy. Never let yourself be content or happy or even positive. Just go through life like a chore. Like it's dragging you down. Like it's slowly, because it is. Every day is death. And as soon as you're born, you die. So never get your hopes up too much. You know, use sports to pass the time on our slow march to death.
Yeah, and other gay things.
Yeah, do gay. That's another good
also
point.
Also do gay things.
Yeah, don't care about anything. Be depressed every day and do as much gay stuff as you can. That's Stancil's keys to a happy life.
Wow. Yeah, drugs, too.
Drugs. We'll get some
drugs. Can't forget drugs.
This is a hell of a self-help book.
Yeah.
I think you two should co-write one. Co-authors.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, combined life experiences here.
Oh, my God. Oh. The things we've seen between us.
Things that have been in my mouth.
I've seen this man fall out of a golf cart.
Why do Julio is a veritable fucking... Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
He's a Forrest Gump.
He looks like the Forrest Gump who ran a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe
you,
I should...
You've seen and been places that a lot of us haven't.
Well, I mean, you know...
Through alcoholism.
Yeah, right. Through alcoholism. Yeah, alcohol leads the way to enlightenment. And
it does.
It has garnered me the privilege of experiencing things normal individuals may not have.
Alcohol opened doors for you in your mind as well as the literal doors.
And that's what gets me. I have all these, you know, rehabilitation type things and people say you drink too much. Listen, alcohol has done for me what no other human substance could have done. Alcohol all the way.
Unbelievable. You are like an alcohol shaman. You are. You know they have like people with shamans for like acid and mushrooms where they lead journeys. You are legitimately Jesus Christ. You are legitimately an alcohol shaman. You should guide people on their alcohol journeys through towns.
That's where our book's gonna come into play. I think the book is gonna lead the way. I think...
All this alcohol talk's got me... Yeah,
listen, I'm with you. I wake up in the morning thinking, when am I going to take my first sip?
Make America drunk again. The Mata Shaman.
Absolutely.
The Mata Shaman.
The Mata Shaman.
Make America drunk again.
Yeah, I like it.
What would be course one? What would be your course one in the shaman, you know, guiding people, enlightenment through alcohol? What's the first step for you to guide when you're guiding people through their journey?
Forget everything else you've ever been taught. And yeah, that's it. I mean, let's start step one. Forget everything else you were told to be true and accurate because they're all bullshit.
I like that. So free your mind. Now let's fast forward. I think this will be fun for the people at home to see where their journey may end. What is the last step on the alcoholic's journey to enlightenment with Shaman White Julio?
If you have a hole, you take it.
Oh, I like that. Nice.
Take it by any fucking means.
I thought you were going to say certain death.
No. I mean, death is certain.
Sure.
But you don't count on death. You count on just fucking everything possible.
I like to say you count with death.
Yeah.
I just made that up. That's something I say.
That's something
What do you say? You make something. You make up something. This is the show. This is the show.
Sports.
Easy. This is something I've always said, and I original thought. No one's ever said it before. May you live until you die.
Oh, you don't say that.
Yeah, that's
you
me.
Don't get to say that.
Yeah,
no, you don't get to say that.
I've always said that.
You don't say. No, that's not.
I said it first.
No, it's on this album.
No,
it's not. It's on here.
No, you just
no.
You're lying.
You can't say that.
You're lying. You're an
actor.
It's on
here somewhere. No, you can't say
that.
It's on here.
I've always said it.
It's on one of my. You can't say that.
Very little proof. Very little proof.
Look at it says
no,
it.
No,
it says it right here, folks. He's lying.
No one sees anything. It's just a blur. It's just a blur.
Time.
It's showing pretty. I think pretty accurate.
It does. Times blur.
Ah.
And that's a little Lord Huron quote. That's a little Lord Huron reference. That's another little Easter egg for you folks at home who love to see my Lord Huron quote.
Are you telling me you're stealing thoughts?
No.
Thoughts in scripture?
They stole my thoughts.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting challenge. I like that.
Yeah.
There is no right or wrong.
There's never
only the way that makes you the most money.
Exactly.
Whoa.
See, this is why White Julio is our shaman, because he's only speaking truth.
Sports and philosophy.
Speaking
that's all we talk about. Sports and philosophy.
I just can't get a parlay together. That's the problem.
Oh, please.
Jesus.
I keep putting money in and losing it.
It's like they don't want you to win or something. It's weird.
Lost another $50 last week.
No.
Yeah, I keep doing my same formula.
$50?
Well, $40.
Okay,
bucks.
Okay.
And I do my same formula. $1, $2, $3 bets, depending on the odds. Something where I could get, you know, at least 50. I usually try for 100. And I keep, but I put in a bunch. Meanwhile, I see all that fucking ski mazz is like won like 500 on a fucking DraftKings slot machine. And
awful.
Like, Steve
like
won 500 on a.
Steve Conti?
Yeah, good old Steve. He won 500
Steve
on
Arena?
A.
On what?
On another par. Everybody's winning
on
but me. Everybody wins but
well,
me.
Also, Steve Arena loses like 1,000 every month.
Yeah, but it hasn't been good. Usually I get a lucky one to hold me over. It's not been good. Not been good at all.
I gave up on the sports betting last week. I actually went up to the casino, played a little roulette.
Oh, you
roulette.
Did, you went hands on.
Yeah, well, a little hands on. I need to touch it, feel it sometimes.
With alcohol involved.
With alcohol.
Did you get alcohol involved?
Alcohol is always involved.
Always
with
involved.
Everything I do.
Yeah.
Everything I do. So yeah, you,
that's
you
a
get
t-shirt.
To touch. The little chip, you know, you feel
it. Love
it,
a clay chip.
Let it
like
decide where it wants to go.
The money knows what
yeah,
the money.
The money knows. So you know,
the money is sentient.
Lost about $500, and then yeah,
nice.
We went back up. We ended up positive $200.
I'm something to drink.
Congrats on your win. Good job.
There you go. There you go.
But didn't you have a win recently, Jim? Didn't you win like 400 like a month?
I had a nice healthy win that's going on 4 months ago now.
Oh, 4 months ago. Jeez.
I mean, probably.
No, not four.
But that was it was a while ago.
You had like a 9
yeah,
parlay.
That, it was a $3 that paid I want to say 200 or something, or 150.
Mm.
Then you cash out the 100 and you play around. You know, I got. Listen, I know exactly what to do when I win. I just have to win first.
I just gotta win.
I have everything else figured out except the winning.
Actually.
So anybody with hot tips, send them along. We might have to get to the games in time for our nationwide broadcast at 4 o'clock. Anything else in the world of sports before we go through these games?
Do you care about college basketball at all?
I care more about college basketball than I do about college football.
Mm. UConn's playing today. Against Butler.
UConn's playing. What are, they, the number one team?
They're three.
Number three team.
Playing an unranked
UConn men's.
UConn's men's. Mm. Yes. Of course, never women's.
Yeah. White Julio, our women's basketball correspondent, what do you have to tell us?
UConn's been devastated this week or year.
This is UConn women's.
Yes. UConn's women's is the only college basketball that matters. I don't care about these little boys running around.
Well,
little,
now,
boys.
What about little boys. Now, what were you saying about little boys? Go on about these little boys.
little boys. You know?
Oh,
you know,
what is that?
They're a little foul. They don't know how to fucking play.
They're
women's
always,
basketball.
They're always touching each other inappropriately because they can't control their functions as much.
I don't even like the NBA. No. The NBA, they don't play with passion
anymore.
Those boys
are too big. Those boys are too big. Yeah, I like the little boys.
Well, you go from little boys to big boys. There's no in-between. Well, no in-between.
If I may, that's why the women's basketball is a nice in-between, because they look like guys, but they're not, and they're kind of boys. So I like, I like to look.
You nailed
here's
it.
Here's the thing, because I know where you're going with this. We like little boys. We like to look at little boys. But
good Lord.
We like to look at little boys. Me and White Julio and Julio.
No, I don't.
We all like to, all right, so that's on the record. We all like to look at little boys, obviously. But the NBA, they get all grotesque, and they have hair and muscles and tattoos. It takes away the whole, the fun of it. So then you go to women's, which is kind of the best of both worlds. They have boy bodies, and they're not total, you know, mongoloidal gorillas, like when they get to the, not gorillas, I didn't mean, you know, large animal. Let me just give you the mic.
Give me a nice, nice woman built like a man. That's all I want.
It's all we want. It's all we've ever wanted is a nice, they don't make women built like boys anymore, like they used to at least.
No, you need a nice mountain woman. One of those far-off countries that's lived a rough life.
Yeah. Probably a lesbian.
Probably, yeah. But you can convert her.
You'll get her back.
Yeah, you'll get her back.
Or, I mean, you could just find a boy and cut the horse shit and suck it up. Right, Julio? Care to comment?
This is all wrong. I'm separating myself from these last few comments.
Listen, I'm not saying get a boy. I'm not saying get a little boy that's not yours. I'm saying get a little boy that is yours. Get a boy and make him yours. There's a lot of... We have an overpopulation problem. There's plenty of young boys who would love a loving home. What's
you're
so funny?
Your Zaddy Elon's saying that we have a... that birth rates are going down and that mankind needs to increase their birth rates.
Well, that could be related to... government mandated thing from a couple years ago, but that's for another show. But the point is, find yourself a little boy, dial back the sports, just get a little, find yourself a little boy.
How many times you said boy in the last 5 minutes?
And I just started drinking 10 minutes ago.
I know.
Find yourself, the moral story is this, find yourself a boy and settle down, and if you can't find yourself a boy, watch women's college basketball.
Yeah, correct? only the college. Only the college basketball. Women's college basketball.
They cross back over to men in WNBA.
Yeah. It gets a little too far.
Hey, it gets a little hairy. Hairy! So that was the part, that was the pedophile part of the show.
What do we do after?
Did you guys cover old Brittany Garner coming back from Russia on the show before?
We touched on her last week.
Okay. Last week, we traded a WNBA player for the Merchant of Death. Yeah.
What do you think, fair trade?
No.
Pretty good deal,
no,
right?
No. What? Merchant of Death. You keep the Merchant of Death.
What? I think it's pretty solid deal.
I want the Merchant of Death. I would rather the Merchant of Death.
No.
If these were any sports teams, this trade would be graded an F for the good old USA. Now, I love my USA.
Oh, wait. Is there any sports athlete that you would trade the Merchant of Death for?
Oh, yeah. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you're not giving up.
Anyone else? Besides the GOAT of all time?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say,
Tiger Woods? Would you trade Tiger Woods for...
Tiger Woods, I would let fuck everything possible, and then I'd trade for him. Okay. Even if he was a day before his death and all washed up, I would still trade for him because that will never be forgotten. Not for his deeds on the golf course, but for his deeds off the golf course.
Right, you would trade for him because of what he did off the golf course.
Absolutely.
Because he was a beast and slept with whoever he wanted.
Bo Jackson in his prime, never forget.
Bo
Jackson in his prime, for sure. I would trade, what's that swimmer who killed all those...
O.J. Simpson, the trafficking African, says in the chat. O.J. Simpson.
Absolutely. White Ford Broncos for everybody.
Dude, well, I mean, think about it. Let's be honest. MVP. Most valuable MVP. O.J. Simpson is up there for MVA. Most valuable American.
Ah, I see what you're
doing here. One of the great footballers of our time. you know, of all time, not of our time, of all time, got jealous and killed his girlfriend, which every male has wanted to do.
I thought that wasn't his wife. I thought that was
his wife. His wife, his girlfriend, whatever. The point is, if we're all going to be honest with ourselves as men, anytime your wife or girlfriend ever flirted with a waiter, you wanted to kill them both. OJ just put it to action. Best rusher of all time. Killed his wife over jealousy, which we all wanted to do. And, cherry on top, most American thing ever, he's playing golf every day, walking free, making posts.
Got away with it.
He got away with it! Right, he's right, the MV at Most Valuable American, OJ Simpson. I love him. I would love to get a jersey. Christmas is coming.
And now Ford Broncos are popular again.
They re-released the Ford Broncos. Right. You think that's by chance?
No, that's by design. Absolutely.
They should come with a... I would only get one if it comes with a driver who tells me not to kill myself over and over again. Like his buddy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, have you heard those recordings between...
Oh, they're great. OJ? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're wild.
That's some wild shit. Right. He definitely did it. Just the way he he's like in those recordings. It's like, yeah, he did it.
As I noted in what I previously said, yes, because he killed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's innocent.
Yeah.
I'm saying not only did he kill him, that was free.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The voice.
I messed up, man. I messed up, man.
Oh no, I was just. I was talking about. My putt from the 2 days before. That's what this was all about. That's why I was in my trunk with a gun to my head for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
We got to get to these picks.
All right. As much fun as we're having.
All
right. America.
What
are the picks? I
got them pulled up.
Okay.
Folks watching at home, they know what they're waiting for. They know the noise they have to hear before it's time to make picks. And that is... the rock theme, the generic rock theme from StreamYard, folks. When you hear this music, that's how you know.
America.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, you were.
We're back. I just realized I fixed everything, but that's okay. All right, folks, here we go. We already got this Thursday night game in the bag, the 1 o'clock game going on, so we're going to skip those two. And we're going to get right to the picks as soon as I pull it up.
Why didn't the producer have this ready?
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
He's on his.
He's the one that should be doing this.
No, not me. All right, here we go. Ravens at Browns coming up in a matter of moments at 4:30, kids. Ravens at Browns. We got Browns -3. Ravens getting 3 points in Baltimore. Julio, start us off.
I say Ravens.
Ravens.
Even without Lamar Jackson, I still say Ravens.
Browns.
I'm also going Ravens with the points. I like the talent. I understand Lamar Jackson is in. Deshaun Watson is what he is. Could go either way. I'm also going Ravens. Let's move on. Big game tonight. Great game. Up there for game of the week. Dolphins traveling to Orchard Park and the Buffalo Bills. We got the Bills -7 against the Dolphins. Julio, you exhaled. What are you? White Julio, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Dolphins.
Still Bills. I'm going to go
Bills. He's going
Bills. Absolutely.
I have to break it here. I have to break the tie. That is too many points for the Dolphins. Dolphins, I have right behind the Bills in the power rankings. A touchdown favorite for the Bills? No. Sorry. I'm not saying the Bills won't win, but God bless America. Give me the Dolphins and the points tonight, folks. And I highly... Let me retract that, folks. Let me say that again, because I forgot to say it. Jim Stansel's mortal lock of the week. Mortal lock of the week. Dolphins +7 in Orchard Park. Let those retards throw each other through tables and cover themselves in ketchup and mustard. Those fart-breathing retards up in Buffalo, New York. You idiots. Talk about low IQ. They're all alcohol shaman up there. They all love little boys and hate the NBA. But give me the Dolphins +7. They're all alcohol shamans who hate the NBA and love little boys.
I'm pretty sure that's where White Julio
Dolphins +7, lock of the week, folks. Put it into your DraftKings now. Send me hate mail if it doesn't hit. It will. Tomorrow, 1 p.m., oh, we are in Soldier Field in the great beginning of the Great Plains. That is Illinois as the Philadelphia Eagles travel to the Chicago Bears. We have the Eagles -9. White Julio, would you like to go last? I think you should go last as our resident Bears fan. Julio, do you care?
Eagles.
Eagles -9. I hate to tell you, White Julio, you have to pick the Eagles here.
Right.
I don't know what. Fields still out. Claypool is like, please. Do you have a reason for us to pick the Bears?
I have absolutely no reason. No reason for you guys to pick the Bears tonight.
I like that.
Fields is out. The defense is horrible. 9 points. That's generous on the Eagles' part. If I were the Eagles, I would take that as an insult. I'd be ready to put up at least 21 minus 21. Eagles.
-21
Eagles. If they don't win by 3 touchdowns tomorrow, this will be my last show.
So you're saying, if anyone watching and anyone listening to this before that game, if they go into their DraftKings and they do the alternate line and they do Phillies -21, if they don't win, you will pay out. You'll pay them out.
I will guarantee it, but not pay out.
There you have it, folks. Perfect. There he is. White Julio. Alcohol shaman extraordinaire. The next game, Falcons at Saints. Put a bullet in my head before I watch this game. It's Sunday at 1 p.m., and it's Saints -4. You went last time. What do you have to say?
No, I'll go Falcons on this guy.
Mariota just had a kid. Saints have weapons, but they're just I'm going Falcon. Give me the Falcons plus the points. I've been betting against them all year. This is the toilet bowl, even though technically the Saints are still in it. Are they both still in it, technically? Are they both in the AFC, NFC? Whatever.
That's
anyway,
both
I'll take
That's
the Falcons and the 4 points.
I'm going to go Saints.
Okay.
I'm going to go Saints.
Anything behind that, or who gives a shit?
Who really gives a shit?
Good
call. Because they both stink.
That's exactly what I like to say whenever I bet on anything. Uh-oh. Lions at Jets, folks. 1 o'clock. Jets. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. The line changed a bit. The line changed big time. We have the Lions -1.5. So the Jets +1.5. It was Jets.
Wilson's back. Lions.
Wilson. Who's Wilson? Jet. Zach Wilson. Okay. Julio.
So the Lions are the favorite.
Lions are favored 1.5. Yes, the Jets were favored by 3 at the beginning of the week. That's when I took the bet. Well, I have a parlay in for
Since
tomorrow.
It's only a 1.5, I'm gonna say the Jets lose.
Oh!
Detroit. I'm picking Detroit.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are good at broadcasting. Get me going one way. I'm going to say the Jets lose. And what did you say? You said something else. Very, very professional stuff.
Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah, this is... listen, the Lions are streaking. Vegas is high on the Lions, as well as probably most people betting. They're streaking. They have a chance for the playoffs still. The Jets have lost a couple now. But like I said, these weren't classic. For example, for last week, a classic Jets loss would be they lose 30-25 and they fumble the ball like in the last drive. This was not that. This was they were down. Defense kept holding, kept making stops. Mike White wasn't feeling well. We lost our starting running back a month ago. And they kept it close, just like we did against the Vikings 2 weeks ago. Don't like Zach Wilson behind the wall there, but again, ground and pound. I think back. Go back to 2011, 2012, when Mark Sanchez was the quarterback, and we almost went to a Super Bowl. Mark Sanchez sucks. I'm going to go with the Jets. Give me the Jets with the points. This one's the make or break. This one, not literally, but if the Jets win this, that's a big win. They just need one of these games. They need one against the Vikings, Bills, or Lions here. So hopefully this is the one they hit. That'll get them to 8 wins. That'll get them to 8 wins with 3 games left. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I think nationally they're not on anybody's radar. I'm not saying they totally should be, but the defense 100% should be. And they do have weapons. They do have the weapons, even without that free call in Mike White. It'll be interesting. Let's move on. Steelers at Panthers. Panthers giving 3. Panthers favored. -3 in Carolina. I got to go Panthers here. I've been going Steelers all year, and it's just not going to get put together. See, the Steelers are in a similar place without the defense of the Jets. They have these young guys. They seem to be close to putting Pickett and Pickens to it. I know is now out. And Najee Harris. But I got to learn from my mistakes. And they keep going. They keep not. So Panthers -3. And Panthers are also on a run.
Yeah, Panthers for me. Panthers for me, easy. Just giving up 3 points, easy.
Panthers for me as well. I have actually 2 of the Pittsburgh Steelers players, Pickett and Najee, on 2 different fantasy teams. And while they do fairly well week to week, the Steelers still can't put it together. So I agree with Jim. Panthers all the way.
Panthers all around, folks. Panthers all around. Get those bets in. Cowboys and Jaguars. Cowboys. Ooh, Cowboys down to -4. Was it -6 beginning of the week in Jacksonville? I'll go first here. If you've been paying attention, you know Trevor Lawrence has arrived as of 3 weeks ago with that comeback win, and he's been lights out ever since. We talked about it last week, talked before. Trevor Lawrence took a little longer to get there, but I have him in the same class as Herbert, Jared Allen, Jalen Hurts, and he's about to be there. Jaguars will win their division and make the playoffs next year. More to lock that. Get a good future on that if you can. With that said, the Cowboys are a now team. They're only giving up 4. I want to pick the Jags, but the money is on the Cowboys, folks. Give me the Cowboys. -4.
It is a tough one for me. After last week with the Cowboys, I'm going to go Jaguars.
Jaguars for Jaguars, Beckham. Jaguars for White, Julio, and Jim Stansel. Julio, it's your team. It's your pick.
I'm just going to have to completely disagree with the amateurish pick by White Julio here. Clearly, the Cowboys will cover the -4 spread. Trevor Lawrence is good. He's been on a run, but he's due to cool off. And the Cowboys D, I think, can do it. So I'm also picking the Cowboys.
How can you have faith in the Cowboys after last week? This is freaking ridiculous.
I'm going to go against everything my drunk shaman told me. He told my alcohol shaman, he told me not to
listen,
have
folks,
hope or faith, and I'm going to go
against
him.
He's not even drinking. How can you trust a man who's not even drinking right now? It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and my man is not drinking. You cannot rely on that information.
I'm having nice, healthy water.
Wow, I like the friction here. Let's keep the friction going, folks. It's the Chiefs. It's the Texans. It's in Houston. It's the Texans getting 14 points.
Good Lord.
Julio, lead us off.
Yeah. Texans getting 14?
14
Holy
points.
Shit.
In Houston.
I don't think I've ever seen a score like that.
I'll give you an answer. I'll give you an answer right now. Chiefs by 21 again. Another 21 point because Cowboys couldn't do it last week. Chiefs will show them how to do it.
Yes, this is the show. There's your pick. Yeah, go ahead, Julio.
I'm gonna
fuck
agree.
You.
I'll agree with White Julio on this one. I think I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
Yeah. You son of a bitch! You just said you weren't going against him.
I'm gonna agree with him now.
No, you're a coward.
You know, he makes a pretty good point.
You're a coward. Only because I was already picking the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But I said last week, remember, it was the Cowboys. We were favored by 17.5 against the Texans, and we told them. And look what we have. Another team against the Texans getting 14 points. Now, maybe, and listen, folks at home, maybe you take this in consideration. We learned last week with the Cowboys and Texans that that's too many points. 17.5 points, and they ended up only winning by a couple. Now we have the Texans again with a huge spread. I'm going to pick the Chiefs here. But folks at home, two touchdowns is a lot in the NFL. I'm sticking with the Chiefs. I put my dick where my mouth is. And I think they're the best team in the league still. The class of the NFL until proven otherwise. Folks at home, if you want to bet on the Texans, I'm not going to hold it against you. What I will hold against you is my penis as we choose the Cardinals at Broncos. Broncos -3 in Mile High. What a garbage. Another garbage bowl. Garbage can. Toilet bowl. Sorry.
Garbage can. Toilet bowl.
We got the Cardinals at the Broncos, White Julio. And it's the Broncos -3. They started the weekend -1. I mean, it's easy for me. Actually, it's not easy for me now that I keep looking.
It's not an easy.
I got to go Cardinals. I hate the Cardinals, but I got to go Cardinals. The Broncos have been a mess all year, and I keep betting their big spreads because they stink so bad and they don't cover. So I'm going to go Cardinals. I hate both of these teams.
I agree. Cardinals, 100%. Denver, one of the most terrible teams I've seen in a long time. Russell Wilson, Jesus, he should just retire.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. He's a good man. He's a religious man. Broncos for me. He's a religious man.
Whoa,
he's
religion.
A good man.
Religion's coming
he's a
into
good
this.
Man. That Russell Wilson, he's a good, good man. And he's going to help me on my bets because he knows what's good.
He's going to let you down.
No.
He's going
to
let you down.
He's a man of God.
He's let Jim down.
Where does God? Now, wait a minute. Where does God come into play in the steps of enlightenment via alcoholism? Seems like you're high on God.
Controversial. Yeah, all right. You out there. You use God to your advantage, okay? Use God to your advantage. I'm not going to say he doesn't exist, okay? I'm not gonna say that, but what's his name? Is it Jesus? Is it whatever? You know, look, he might be up there. She might be up there. They might have a name. Listen, I'm not saying not to believe, but you just use that God to your advantage. And only he could judge you. She could judge you when you're up there. So you do what you have to do to survive. That's all. That's about it.
That's a great point you bring up. So you think God is there for us to use like a fleshlight? Right?
Pretty much. And if I'm wrong, I'll give you a message.
Okay. That's good. That's an interesting question. Julio, do you believe in God?
Sure, I believe in God. Yeah, absolutely.
Great thing to talk about in the middle of
the middle of us sports bets. Yeah, I believe in God. Yeah.
Now, do you think? I feel like White Julio is a bit of a bastardized version of what we think of God. He thinks we just use him for all his work.
Well, White Julio just described the fleshlight version of God to us, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not the exact same God I believe in, but we still believe in one.
Oh my God,
Yeah, he's fucking
the one that described it.
What?
He's fucking his god's mouth all the time.
Good lord, White Julio.
The good thing about us is, you know, you're only my peer. You're only my peer. You can't judge me. Only God can judge me.
That's true. What about Jim?
I've seen that in a lot of white women's away messages. Only God.
Only God can judge.
Only I've seen a lot of whores bumpers. Only
yeah,
God.
I've met a lot of those women.
Hey, woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, girls, right, Julio?
White Julio met Candace Owens.
Whoa. She believes in God. She likes God. That's for another, maybe for another, that might have to be a Patreon. It is a true story, though. That's what we call a teaser in the business.
Release the texts. Release the BBM.
Yeah, you have the BBM texts.
Release the binary text.
So, there you go, folks. Use God like a fleshlight. You're here. So what have we learned so far? Watch the NBA. Watch the WNBA because it's the closest thing. You watch college women because it's the closest thing you're going to see to little boys' bodies.
Trading OJ for the Merchant of Death is an even trade.
OJ Simpson is one of the most valuable Americans. And use God like a fleshlight, says White Julio. God is only there for us to use.
To come inside of.
To come in, and then to put in our dishwasher. God exists just to put in a dishwasher full of cum. Put that in script on your wall at home.
God is good.
Oh yeah, he's good and he's machine washable. Now let's get to the next game. No, we haven't even left the 1 o'clock games. We should probably keep this moving. Oh no, we did that. Maybe we did. Chiefs did that. Cardinals terrible game. Oh no, we're in the 4 o'clock. We're all right. Patriots at Raiders. Raiders minus one. Give me the Patriots plus one. Easy one for me. I know the Raiders are talented. I know they're streaking. I just have a feeling about this game. Patriots at Raiders. Raiders minus one.
Also the Patriots. Give me them. All plus right. One. Absolutely.
I'm going to Raiders. I'm going to Raiders.
Raiders. Draw this boy.
It's the opposite of
I changed my mind. I picked the Raiders.
All right. I'm still Raiders.
Titans at Chargers. Chargers minus three. Nice little game here. Shaping up to be a fun little game. Titans at Chargers. What did I just say? Chargers minus three. I'm surprised Chargers are the favorite, but I'm glad they are. Titans have been a favorite far too long this year. I've bet against them almost all year. If you listen to the show, you know this, folks. Titans, like the Vikings, I'm blanking right now, but Titans...
Overrated?
Paper Tigers, overrated, whatever you want to call them. Titans aren't a real team. Vikings are going nowhere. Chargers, again... Justin Herbert's the real deal. They're coming on late. Give me the Chargers minus three.
I can never go against Herbert, so Chargers. He's just so dreamy. Ideal, man.
He's a beautiful boy. He's got those lips. Nice. You see him in the commercials. In the commercials?
Those lips.
Those commercials. Oh, my God.
See those commercials?
Yeah.
Those commercials.
What
do you got, Julio? Who are you picking today?
I'm going Chargers as well. Keenan Allen came back a couple weeks ago. I think they'll be able to cover it.
But have you seen the commercials that Justin Herbert's in?
That Herbert.
What a body.
What a boy. Yeah.
Not a speck of fat.
No, he's a specimen.
Not a waft of
fat. You know what? I would trade for Merchant of Death.
I would trade Justin Herbert. I would give the Merchant of Death away for Justin Herbert's body.
Yeah.
For his body?
Just for his body.
To claim his body. Not for me. No, don't be ridiculous. No. No.
You can't get off the train now.
I want his body for America. Obviously, that's what we're talking about. For the country. We want him here. We don't want that beautiful, beautiful, hairless, perfect body. Russian hands. I want them in the American hands. Now let's move on to the next game. Please. Bengals at Buccaneers, folks. It's the Bengals. -3.5 in the Natty. Where they put tomato sauce, where they put ketchup on spaghetti and call it pasta. That's a true thing. Oh, no, they put chili on spaghetti. That's their thing. That's a Cincinnati thing. Yeah. Ohio. Yeah. Yeah, it's a Cincinnati thing.
Cincinnati.
You like the...
You like the chili on the pasta.
Now breaking. You like chili on spaghetti.
No, but I do like Joe Burrow.
He loves Joe Burrow. Yeah, Joe Burrow. What do you like, Julio?
Joe Burrow as well. Bengals.
Yep. All in on, I'm there too. Bengals came into their own at the right time against the right team. Sorry, Tom. Fuck you. Giants. Sunday night game. Giants at the Redskins. We got the Redskins -4.5. We got the Redskins favored. This is an easy one for me. I love the, it's not my lock because of the Dolphins tonight, but I love the Giants getting points here. I know they've had a tough time with them. But Giants getting 4 and not only points, more than a field goal, getting 4.5. So they can still lose by a field goal and you win, folks. So that's for me.
Yeah, I gotta ride that too. I'm riding that all the way.
Saquon Barkley. Leo, Cowboys fan, you know the NFC East like a bag of your hand.
I'm gonna go against both of you and say Redskins, just because half the Giants team,
Titus,
they're like,
even like boys.
They're injured. Half the Giants team, I feel like, is injured. I think the Redskins can pull it off.
This guy doesn't even like little boys. I bet he watches the NBA.
Oh, I'm sorry. Me and Julio are gonna have a rumble, but we're gonna save it for
Patreon only, Patreon exclusive, folks.
Pedophilia and fighting.
No, not the first part. Not the first part.
And the next game is Monday night. The shit show. Almost the shit show of the week if it wasn't for whatever one of the other. Rams at Packers. Packers -7. Who even cares? The only reason to watch this is fantasy and gambling.
Yeah.
I know. I want to say Packers, but they're Packers -7, minus a touchdown.
Wait, Packers are the -7?
Yeah, it's Rams +7 in Green Bay.
Ram!
You like to ram it, huh?
I like to ram it.
He rams it.
He rams God. Rams the flesh.
He rams it. That's what God is supposed to be used for. You ram. Use God as a ram.
You gotta ram what you gotta ram, and God is there to help you along the way.
God's there to help you ram life. Ram life right out of your way. Even
ram life with God.
Even if that life is a boy's asshole, you use God to ram right in that little boy's asshole, and then you kick back and you watch a college woman's game with a fine libation. Julio,
I'm going Rams as well. I'll go Rams, but not for the reasons that you just described.
Well, there you have it, folks. We all love little boys, and that...
untrue. Untrue. That's a lie. He's a liar.
That's the picks. The music is off. That's how you know the picks are done. Boy, that was... Those picks got a little out of control, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did.
A couple of tangents.
That's
there.
What happens here on Sports Mass Collective. You start making picks, and the next thing you know, you're discussing the mysteries of life with your alcohol shaman, talking about why women look like boys, and that's what's great about this show, isn't it?
Covers all aspects of life.
And that's what's great about life, isn't it?
In it.
Just all the things you could do, from sports to boys.
In it. God bless. God bless.
God bless America. That's what I say. Julio, any final words for fine viewers and listeners?
The views of Jim Stansel and White Julio are not reflected upon my views. So,
make America little boys again, folks. We'll